Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, May 9th, 2014. End of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And hopefully we'll have a calm, relaxing weekend, but of course that cannot be presumed, given all that is going on right now. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room today, managing the Truth Warp Drive, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of program notes, of course, on Monday's show, Marianne Azizi will be our on-air guest talking about abuses of family law in Israel. And on Tuesday, this is a reschedule from earlier in this week, Hollywood producer Nathan Foulkes is going to be our on-air guest talking about all of the things that he saw wrong in the coverage of the Boston Marathon bombing that leads him to conclude it was a staged media event. And I think at this day and age, where we have seen so many obviously staged media events, we're coming to understand that this is just business as usual for the U.S. government, whether it's 9/11 or Benghazi or the Boston Marathon bombing or the Oklahoma City bombing. This is all basically a show put on by the government to keep you fooled, keep you dependent on them, keep you scared, keep you obedient. And I really think that one of the reasons for the popularity of the Matrix movie franchise is that most people at some level understood it was a metaphor for our current lives, where government just crafts this illusion around us to make us think we're free and we have fair elections and we're the good guys and they're the bad guys, to keep us working and churning and giving that work product to the corporations and to the government, and of course make us willing to fling our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. And I have a very strong opinion about that. If we must sacrifice blood and treasure in a war, if we the people, must sacrifice that blood and treasure in a war, it is our right to decide who the enemy is and not let it be sold to us by a bunch of snake oil salesmen whose own children never seem to make it onto those front lines. Very interesting article here, actually a little bit of humor over at Ingenious Press, and the headline was, Russia wants war, Iran wants war, China wants war, and I mean, just look at how close they put their nations to all of our U.S. military bases. And it is just a collection of maps that show, for all the propaganda you're getting from the corporate media about how all these other nations are the problem, it is the United States that is garrisoning the entire world with over 700 military bases in foreign countries. It's like ancient Rome with the legions dispersed across the empire to make sure nobody gets any double plus ungood ideas. So, anyway, another article more to the point here over at washingtonsblog.com. How convenient for the military-industrial complex, the boogeyman is back. And it lays out a very interesting timeline about how the military-industrial complex exploited the Soviet Union, wagged the commies at us to get our obedience and our money, and they grew insanely rich off of the backs of the American taxpayers. And then the Soviet Union collapsed, and everybody said, oh, great, we can stop spending all this money on preparing against the commies. And the military-industrial complex said, no, we have another war that we have to prepare for. It's the war on drugs and the war on poverty and the war on terror, and it's Osama bin Laden and the evil terrorist network, and we had to make war on them. And now, of course, Osama bin Laden has been claimed to have died last year. Actually, he died in 2001, and so how convenient for the military-industrial complex. The Russians are back. There's a new Cold War. The Russians are there. And it's all an ongoing fraud to milk as much money out of you through keeping you afraid of the enemy out there. And that is a very common way that governments will rule their people. We see it in Israel all the time. Israel has to be in a constant state of war and fear for the Israeli people to go along with what they themselves will admit is a highly corrupt, tyrannical government. They've been 60-on years, and Israel still has not actually written a constitution yet. And basically, that's what it is. The government keeps you afraid and keeps you impoverished and keeps you controlled by coming up with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them made up and imaginary, like human-caused global warming. But it's a very different world, of course, today, and the American people, the majority of the American people at least, and certainly the people around the world, understand the current situation in Ukraine is not the fault of Russia. It began 2 months ago when the elected government of Ukraine decided they did not want to join the European Union, did not want to be enslaved by the European Central Bank. They wanted to go to Russia, which made them a more attractive offer. And that's when all these covert overthrow groups like Canvas and USA just poured into Kiev, forced the elected government from power by force, installed a new government by force, a junta, and now that new government is claiming they're the legitimate government, and those people in eastern Ukraine who want to break off, they're terrorists, and we've got to go out and slap them down. And we're edging closer and closer to a potential conflict with Russia. And Putin so far has been playing it very, very cool. He's acting like a statesman, just like he did back with Syria. We're over here in the West, everybody's saying, we got to go after those Russians. The Russians are bad. We need a war. Maybe a cold war that we don't actually fight, but we've got to spend for that cold war. And they're already not getting traction with that. Certainly all over Europe, all of those countries are saying, we can't do this anymore. We can't go back to Cold War levels of military spending. Our economies will collapse. They're barely holding together as it is. Now, the U.S., once again, this is over in Press TV, the U.S. once again is warning Russia about NATO territories. And they quote the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State warning Russia that the territory of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, is inviolable, saying that every piece of it will be defended. Now, there's a small point we need to keep in mind before the mushroom clouds start popping up. Ukraine is not part of NATO. There had been talk of Ukraine ceasing to be a buffer state and joining NATO, but those plans were shelved when President Yanukovych was elected. They put the whole thing on hold. Now they're trying to back off and say, well, the issue is that Ukraine is cooperating with NATO, and by default that means NATO must protect them. But it's a bit of a stretch, because technically, Ukraine, not part of NATO, NATO doesn't really have any business in there at all. But they're already in there and arming up the place here. Now, as I mentioned, Putin's trying to keep things under control. And remember, Russia hasn't actually done anything. There's a lot of allegations, a lot of accusations of roughly the same credibility as Saddam's nuclear weapons. But Putin did pull the Russian troops back away from the border, at which point promptly Ukraine moved their troops up. And so what we're seeing is Russia is making concessions and backing off to try and avoid conflict, and the U.S. and the junta in Kiev are escalating everything. They're firing on their people with tanks now. Now, this weekend, the referendums for independence are going ahead in eastern Ukraine. The United States has already declared them completely illegitimate, just like they did with Crimea. And the junta in Kiev has already declared that they're going to go on trying to conquer their people in eastern Ukraine and bring them back into the slavery of the European Union, regardless of what the independence vote comes out to be. But here's the stickler. Immediately following the referendum for independence, if it passes, and it looks like it probably will in several cities, there's going to be a second referendum to merge with Russia. And at that point, the question becomes an interpretation. Is eastern Ukraine still Ukraine, or has it become part of Russia? And who is willing to go to war over that? We have to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You have have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance for treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when you really open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about Russia and Ukraine, and already the Western media is cranking up and saying that these referendums for independence, they're all the work of the Russians. The Eastern Ukrainian people, they love their new unelected dictatorship in Kiev, and they all want to spend the rest of their lives working to pay interest payments to the European Central Bank, and it's just silly to think that these people would be very unhappy being the victims of yet another in an endless series of United States covert overthrows of their government. And they're already setting the media stage to try and tell you, well, it doesn't matter what they voted for, really. But remember, the United States is a member of the United Nations. In fact, the United Nations headquarters is in the United States. And the United Nations Charter that all member nations sign and agree to abide by declares it as a fundamental human right to have self-determination, which means you get to pick your own government. That was exactly the same principle we saw in the Declaration of Independence, that when the current government is not working for the people do have a right to alter or abolish it and to set up new safeguards for their future security. That was the fundamental principle on which the American Revolution was fought. It's the fundamental principle on which Crimea seceded from Ukraine and merged with Russia. It's the same principle that is leading Scotland to break with the United Kingdom, Venetia to break with Italy, Catalan to break with Spain. This is happening all over the world. But of course, the imperialists, the New World Orderists, the globalists don't like the idea of countries breaking into smaller and smaller pieces at the same time they're trying to create one gigantic customer base for a single global reserve bank. And so the propaganda is already out there to try and basically say that democracy should not apply in eastern Ukraine. They should just accept their unelected government, because that unelected government is going to have a sham election very soon to try and legitimize itself, except that all of the candidates running in that election are pre-selected, pre-approved from the coup d'etat, from the junta. They didn't come up from the population through some kind of a primary selection process. They simply said, you know, here's a selection of four or five already pre-selected U.S. puppet rulers. You get to pick which puppet ruler you're going to be puppet ruled by. That's what's going on. But the reality is that the administration and the Western media are really not understanding all the dynamics that are going on in eastern Ukraine because of some of the very reckless maneuvers by the Kiev junta early on. At one point, they banned the Russian language. Now, that, of course, is a horrible insult to all of the ethnic Russians in Ukraine. Now, the junta in Kiev did rescind that law, but the damage was already done. And when it comes right down to it, the people in eastern Ukraine are looking at Kiev and saying, we didn't elect those people. And they're making very bad decisions for our country. They're good decisions for the bankers, good decisions for Europe and the United States. They're bad decisions for us. And let me put it to you this way. And setting aside the issue of massive vote fraud in this country, if you woke up tomorrow and all of a sudden there was a brand new government in Washington, D.C. that you had not voted for, that had sort of just forced its way into power and was busy strip mining the wealth of the nation to give to foreign private bankers, would you just sit there and go along with it and say, well, government's government and it doesn't really matter which one we've got in there? And sure, I'll just spend the rest of my life in austerity and slavery and fling my children into endless wars because the government's the government no matter what, and they're always right. And it doesn't work that way, not in this day and age. And I do think that the Obama administration misjudged the reaction of the Ukrainian people to this coup d'etat, just as they misjudged what was going to happen in Syria. In fact, we're seeing a whole long string of bad judgment calls coming out of this administration. And I think a lot of it has to do with two factors. One, they're still operating by the same rules that used to work at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s. They haven't modernized to deal with a more aware, better educated, more skeptical, more cynical American people. And the second aspect, of course, and this happens in any large organization, President Obama is surrounded by all of his advisors and associates who want to hang on to their very highly paying and prestigious White House jobs. And they're going to do that by telling the president what they think the president wants to hear rather than what he really needs to know to understand the situation. I don't get a sense that there's anybody in the White House that actually has the courage to go up to the president and say, Barry, you're wrong. And if you keep on going this way, it's going to be a disaster. And I think that's underscored by the fact of Obamacare and the healthcare.gov website, where Obama was claiming nobody told him that it wasn't ready to launch when it did. And then we find out that, yeah, people in the White House had been informed by the contractor that the website was not even close to being ready to turn on. And yet they went ahead and did it. Now, let's give Obama the benefit of the doubt. Nobody in the White House who knew the website wasn't good to go had the courage to tell him that. That's the best possible interpretation. The other interpretation is that Obama knew there were problems, said, we have to go with it now anyway because we need those new tax revenues right now or we're going to collapse. But it does show a consistent pattern of very poor analysis and judgment coming out of this administration. Maybe they're all taking SSRIs. That could be the third explanation for what's going on. Now, even as the United States is trying to line up their European ducks to go along for a new confrontation with Russia, Putin himself has not been sitting idle and apparently just had a meeting with the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, where they're going to basically start coordinating their activities relative to Ukraine. And apparently this is a pattern where the leaders of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, that's NATO's counterpart on the other side, Armenia, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and are basically starting to coordinate and say, what do we do if the United States tries to escalate World War III by going into eastern Ukraine and possibly into Russia itself? So everybody understands war is coming. Everybody understands the United States is behind it all for economic reasons. And everybody's starting to get ready to do it. In fact, we got an announcement from Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu in Russia that they are going to quadruple their precision strategic weapons platforms. That's politics speak for the nukes. They're going to quadruple their intercontinental ballistic missile nuclear delivery weapons in order to overwhelm the U.S. defenses, which frankly aren't going to work anyway. I mean, we all know how botched up America's current weapons development has become because it's all driven by money and corruption and cost-plus contracts, and it's producing a whole series of weapon systems at hideous cost that simply do not work very well. And that includes the ballistic missile defense system, which is built entirely around a doctrine of assuming that an incoming nuclear warhead is following a predictable parabolic ballistic course. And both Russia and China now have maneuverable warheads that flip back and forth, corkscrew, dipsy-doodle, which makes a ballistic intercept impossible. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, moving out of Russia and Ukraine, and I certainly wish America would, and I'm sure the Ukrainians would say exactly the same thing. Down in Libya, gunmen have assassinated Libya's intelligence chief in Benghazi. And this was just one day after a political leader in Benghazi rejected the election of the new prime minister. So that U.S. puppet government that was put in after the execution of Gaddafi is fragmenting. They can't hold it together. And the Libyan people do not like their new U.S. puppet regime, just like the people of Iran did not like their U.S. puppet regime, just like the people of Cuba didn't like their U.S. puppet regime, just like the people of Chile didn't like their U.S. puppet regime, just like the people of the Philippines didn't like their U.S. puppet regime, just like the people of Iraq don't like the U.S. puppet regime. Are you seeing a pattern here with what's going on? And, of course, the U.S. government and the Western media is going to say, oh, well, all those people opposed to the U.S.-installed puppet regimes, they're just terrorists, and you shouldn't feel any sympathy or concern for them. And if you have any, you know, even the smidgen of sympathy for their point of view, you're just suffering from Stockholm syndrome, and, you know, that's an illness. So anything that you say can be just absolutely ignored by everybody else. But it does look like they're not hanging on to Libya very successfully. And yet, even though all these existing ongoing wars and occupations and garrisons are struggling and thrashing, the U.S. is still getting ready, apparently, to go into Nigeria. It's another case of bad judgment coming out of the administration. Meanwhile, China is sending more warships to that oil drilling rig that Vietnam set up in disputed waters. Both China and Vietnam say this is our water. There has already been one incident where a Chinese warship rammed some of the Vietnamese boats near the drilling platform. So that's heating up. And it looks like this is the third time is a charm backdoor for the U.S. to go to war against China, because, you know, Vietnam used to be the bad guys. You know, when I was in high school and college, you know, we were supposed to go and kill the Vietnamese. I never got into that myself. But now Vietnam is our friend, and we must protect our friends. And the U.S. is desperate to get into a state of war with China in order to isolate the yuan and remove the threat from the U.S. dollars continuing as the global trade and banking currency, at least amongst our own friends, which is a rapidly dwindling number, I might add. So the first situation was to try and kick up an issue on the Korean Peninsula to get into a conflict with China. Then there's Japan's dispute with China over the Senkaku Islands. And now the third time's the charm. We've got Vietnam and China arguing over a patch of ocean. And if it just takes one of those to move forward to get the U.S. to go in and confront China the way it's ginned up this confrontation with Russia. Because right now the U.S. government and Wall Street are absolutely terrified of the growing influence and power of the ruble and the yuan. Now, as I mentioned, we're seeing clear indications that the U.S. government is getting ready to implement the plan to invade Nigeria. Now, we've documented this plan has been in existence since 2008. And this Boko Haram just seems to have exploded onto the media spotlight with this video about how we've kidnapped all these innocent girls. We're going to sell them as sex slaves. Come and get us, you schmucks. So Speaker of the House, John Boehner, has pledged his support for efforts by the White House to rescue the 276 abducted students. Okay, now, when this video first surfaced, I was already suspicious because sex slavery is ubiquitous across the globe. And it's been a problem ongoing for decades. It's been going on throughout history. Why this one case right now getting all this media attention? That's the question. Nothing happens in government or media without a reason. They often don't want you to know the reason, but there's always a reason. And, of course, how many sex traffickers make videotapes of what they're doing to brag, I have these young girls and I'm going to sell them for $12 each, which doesn't even pencil out, doesn't even cover the ammunition they used. The story just lacks believability right from the very, very start. So now we've got Speaker Boehner supporting the White House. We've got to do something. We've got to go rescue those poor, innocent girls. Now, the House leadership today is taking the matter up. The House leadership is getting together and saying, what are we going to do about this? Meaning what they're doing is they're peeking out the windows and trying to find out if enough Americans have fallen for this hoax to go ahead with their 2008 plan to invade Nigeria. And I really have to scratch my head here. With all the problems the U.S. is having just maintaining their conquests to date, to go out and start another one? Can you say the word overextended? Now, there's another reason to think that this is just another ginned-up situation. We saw this story start to break yesterday. It's being covered in the foreign press. This one's from Daily Mail. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she refused to put that Boko Haram group on the U.S. government's terrorist list, the official list of terrorist organizations. And she did it over and over and over and over again. She was protecting this group. Now, this suggests either that Hillary was just stoned out of her mind or something, or that Boko Haram is a manufactured group by the CIA, which is, by the way, how Al-Qaeda started. They gin up these enemies to wag at you, to get you to go along with this thing. So they're trying to sell you a new war in Nigeria, which has got huge amounts of undeveloped resources in gold, uranium, semi-precious gems, coal, lignite, uranium, and lots and lots and lots of oil. And so as part of this petrodollar scam, of imposing the petrodollar scam on the entire world, remember, the goal is to conquer all the world's resource-rich areas and put them under American control, overt or covert, so that those resources are sold only for the U.S. dollar, so that anybody that needs to buy those resources, they have to come and deal with the United States first before they can get the resources, so the U.S. gets that mafia-like piece of the action. That's what's going on here. I think we all understand that if Nigeria didn't have all this mineral wealth, this kidnapping story would have vanished into the media trash can as other stories of kidnapping and sex slavery in other countries have, including Israel and the United States here. We're going to take a phone call here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Right, just to update you on this kidnapping by Boko Haram, an Australian reporter actually went in there and had a look round. 200 and somebody of these girls are being released. The Maiduguri general in charge of the Nigerian army in that province, Maiduguri, says, yeah, they've all been released apart from five or seven. We don't know what's happened to those.
Those are the ones who are showing up on the new videos.
Probably. But the rest have been released and are back home, according to this Australian.
Boy, I hate it. I hate being right all the time. What can I tell you? That's, you know, I'd actually heard that, late yesterday and it had skipped my mind, but thank you for bringing it back. Yeah. The kidnapped girls aren't kidnapped anymore, except for a handful. They've already been released and sent back home. This is all theater. It's all staged to get you in a hot lather to say, yes, please take my sons and daughters and throw them into Nigeria.
Well, all I can say is that on the other subject, which you dealt with earlier, the Ukraine, I think the Pentagon are dreaming if they think they can take on Russia without also taking on Iran, China, India, which is now really upset with America, and several other nations like Venezuela and Brazil. I think that they are really pushing their luck to think that they can just take on Russia.
Well, I think for the Pentagon itself, I don't think they want an actual real shooting war with Russia. What they want is to go back to the Cold War, where we're not really fighting with each other, but we're looting the American people to constantly be building newer and better weapons to wag at each other. That it was just a tremendous scam and a ripoff, and we've lived through it once during the 1950s and 1960s, where they spent obscene amounts of money on stuff that was never used, and today they're spending even more obscene amounts of money on stuff that can't be used. But as long as they've got an enemy out there, they can scare the American people into working real hard and then giving away the proceeds from that work to the banks and the government. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here in John in Barbados. If you're still listening to my program right now, I need you to send me, or email me rather, the URL for that article by that Australian journalist, because for some strange reason, Google can't find it. But Google is sure finding a whole lot of stories about, we must go in and save those girls. We must do it now. And it's another for sale job. You know, come on down to John Kerry's used war lot here and just sign your kids on up on these enlistment papers and we'll get you into a brand new war that'll take your mind off of all the other failed wars. All righty. Now, getting back to the top here. Still talking about Africa. The African National Congress has won re-election with an overwhelming mandate from the voters. 63% of the popular vote, which basically is a parliamentary majority big enough to hand President Jacob Zuma a second five-year term. So that's what's going on down there. A lot of people very, very critical that the party that was once run by Nelson Mandela, or headed by Nelson Mandela, has not yet really improved the lives of the South Africans. And probably Mandela's death contributed to the victory of the ANC. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I have been noticing where there's this almost hysteric escalation of hurling anti-Semitism in every single direction coming out of Israel, including former President Jimmy Carter, John Kerry. And it's reached a point where you can't say anything at all about Israel without having anti-Semite screamed at you. Rialto Unified School District, good example there. And I'm not the only one who noticed this, because there's an article over at johnfriend.net called Anti-Semitism Madness. and basically saying, we all know that this is what they scream at you when they don't really have an answer for a question you've posed or a criticism that you've made. This is their fallback. You know, anti-Semitism, Hitler, Holocaust, anti-Semitism, Hitler, Holocaust. That's all they know how to reply anymore. Because the facts on the ground of what's going on, and the tendency to lie is on full display. Newsweek came out with an article talking about how out of control Israeli spying on Americans has become. And what does the government of Israel say? We have never spied on the United States of America. Does the name Jonathan Pollard ring a bell? And remember, in the weeks just before 9/11 happened, the FBI uncovered the largest foreign spy ring ever found in the nation's history working for Israel. Now, when 9/11 happened, you remember the story about the dancing Israelis? There were these guys who were ostensibly were working for this moving company, and they'd parked their truck across from the towers before anything had happened, and they had their cameras out. And by the way, that video is still classified information. And the word I have is because the video shows the first impact on the tower, which would absolutely prove they knew it was going to happen before time. And they were cheering and high-fiving and dancing, and to the point where people who were watching them called the police and said, this is not right. They're not acting like they're shocked and it's a tragedy. They're acting like they're complicit. So these guys got arrested. Three of them turned out to be Mossad agents, and the U.S. government just very quietly shipped them back to Israel. And Fox News reporter Carl Cameron, in his four-part series on the Israeli spy ring, had a U.S. government official confirm that there was evidence linking those arrested Mossad agents to 9/11, but that evidence was classified by the United States government, which tells you all you need to know about 9/11. Then we had the AIPAC spy scandal. And so for Israel to respond to the Newsweek article by saying, we've never, ever spied on you, it's almost like their attitude is, I don't care if you know I'm lying to your face. If you say I'm a liar, you're just being an anti-Semite Hitler lover who wants the gas chambers to come back. And I think common sense has to tell you that kind of an approach to dialogue is not going to work. It's not going to sustain. It's not going to hold up. For one thing, they have so overused the phrase anti-Semite, it's lost its shock value. Everybody's hearing it so much, it's just part of the background noise. But Israel doesn't know any other way to operate. They certainly can't start telling the truth about what's going on. They're as trapped by their legacy of lies as the U.S. government is. Meanwhile, under the category of unbelievable chutzpah, Israel is pressuring the United States government to finalize a deal extending defense aid to Israel, which is officially at $3.3 billion a year, and is probably a lot more through various shady deals and covert actions, beyond 2017, which is the current end of U.S. financial support to Israel's military. And Israel is asking the United States government to commit now, beyond 2017, because they need to have that money come in so that they can do their budgets and do their long-term planning for military development. Now, this is kind of like a small child demanding a guarantee from Santa Claus as to how many toys he will get in the future. And I don't think Santa Claus is going to respond very kindly to such a demand by a child, and I don't think the United States ought to be responding at all kindly to this demand by Israel to guarantee that the money will continue to flow out of the already overtaxed and overworked American people and into their pockets. Israel likes to proclaim it is an independent nation for the Jewish people. In fact, they're making it official in their new basic law. Well, if you're independent, it means you're able to stand on your own two feet and not rely on trillions of dollars being siphoned out of every other country on planet Earth. And by the way, all this money goes into Israel, and yet the ordinary Israeli people do not really have that high a standard of living. Where is all that money going? Well, probably a lot of it is involved in these kickback schemes where Congress will vote billions to Israel, and Israel will sort of launder it and get it back into the United States, into AIPAC, in order to buy more congressmen. It's a kickback scheme. This whole AIPAC operation is a giant political kickback scheme. Now, Palestine is being urged to join the International Criminal Court. They're being petitioned by 17 local and international human rights organizations who sent a letter to President Abbas, and it includes Amnesty International. And I think Palestine ought to do that because Palestine is now a recognized state by the United Nations. And, of course, Israel is absolutely not going to like this at all, because if Palestine joins the International Criminal Court, that gives them standing to bring Israel to trial in the International Criminal Court for all of these random shootings of Palestinian children, the attacks on the humanitarian aid flotillas, all the rest of it. So this is just going to escalate the situation a lot more. Meanwhile, of course, Israel and the United States are and Palestine are flinging back allegations. Oh, it was your fault the peace talks failed. And no, it's your fault the peace talks failed. And Israel's now saying, well, it's not productive to talk about how the peace talks failed. And, of course, everybody knows Israel destroyed the peace talks by continuing to build illegal settlements on Palestinian land and by forbidding their own government officials from talking to Palestinian officials. They wanted this thing dead. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour, and I know I've got a caller waiting on the line, but rather than start you and have to stop you, I'm going to hold you over into the next segment of the show here. And again, this issue of Israeli spying, it's rather interesting to see that it is breaking into the corporate mainstream media. It did during the AIPAC scandal. But obviously the story of the dancing Israelis in 9/11 didn't. Carl Cameron's story on the Israeli spying circa 9/11 was on the Fox News website, but was taken down at the request of AIPAC. So it's going back and forth, but I'm getting a sense that tolerance of Israel is starting to erode very rapidly here in the United States. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be back with Wes in Idaho after these few words.